All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast live call, where we're talking about the heat is on. It has been an amazing topic all week, and I invite you to go back and grab hold of all of this week's calls, which are available on SundayMorningBreakfast.org, and just enjoy in them. Take them in. And those of you who heard the calls, perfect. Go back and listen to it again, because there's always something more that we can learn. We have missed something the first time around, right? And for those who are busy taking notes, may want to just refresh on those as well. But we're here. We're going live. Not only will we be on the phone, but we'll also be on Facebook. So if you want to log into Facebook, do so as well. We'll be on the Tellius M. Carr page. And we're really, really excited about moving forward in this topic this evening. The heat is on, right? That's what we've been talking about. And it's so interesting, you know, how we get to relate these topics back to, you know, our lives. And I think of, you know, when the heat is on, when in the classroom, how when, as teachers turn up, right, that heat with exams. They turn up that heat with projects, right, to just see how students are taking on what they're being taught and what would be accountability without those things. So just keep that in mind as we are going forward. When the heat is on, it's a test, and that's all right. How are we going to operate in and through that test? So let's move forward with this topic. The heat is it's getting hot in here, right, with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Deanna.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Great. Thank you.
So, y'all, we've been having an amazing topic this week. If you have not heard every call. So we do Bible study on Wednesday night. We have Sunday morning breakfast, inspirational call on Sunday morning. And then Sunday night, we have our fellowship call. Then tonight, we're doing our Q&A, just natural stuff, open floor discussion, some questions, some answers. We have a great time on each call. But I encourage you, outside of this call, to go back. Those are three other calls. You do not want to miss either. Any one of them. I'm telling you, every one means something. Okay, it's not the same old mundane. No. Something different with each one. So make sure you go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Again, that's SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Okay, you can find all the calls on there, on our website, all right? With that being said, Ms. Tiana, do you mind opening us up with prayer, please?
All right, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this the reminder of how great you are, dear Father. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we get to come together and fellowship with one another. No matter where we are in this world, dear Lord, you've given us this gift to be able to connect one to another. So Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, no matter what trials, tribulations we face, dear Lord, may we be reminded that you have given us the gifts and the tools necessary to see them through. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. And with that being said, y'all, we've been talking this whole week about how hot it's getting in here. You know, life throws some curveballs our way. Now, here's the thing. To hear the word of God is one thing. Now we got to apply. Apply what we've heard. The Bible says, do not be merely hearers, but doers. Man, look, when you actually start doing the word of God, go ahead and put him to the test. Do the word of God and trust him at his word and see, won't he do what he promised that he would do? Not in your timing, but his timing. Not the way that you think it should be orchestrated or done, but the way that it will be orchestrated and done by him. But sit back and watch. All right, with that being said, Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Mr. DJ?
I'm all right. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm good, man. Hey, we didn't got our open apology. Don't do nothing, but you know who the Super Bowl champs up. Hey, what you got?
Well, this topic has made a little light bulb go off on me. Heat, one thing I do know about heat, it rises. It's always, it's never hot at the bottom. Heat always rises. I don't care where you are. If you got a source of heat, that may be the source, but it's still going to be hotter at the top than it is at the bottom. And I said that to say this. The closer that we go to God, it's going to get hot. You're going to have to endure some heat. The more we grow in the Word and go up, then you're going to have to endure some type of heat. The question is, are we going to be ready for that heat? When I say heat rises, you have different problems and different things that may come about. And that's the role of being a Christian. He never said, he never promised us that it would be easy. At least I don't remember seeing that anywhere. But you're going to have to endure some things. The closer you get to God, you're going to have people trying to deter you, ridicule you, criticize you. Some people may tell you how to, you can't clap like that. You can't sing like that. You can't pray this way. We don't do this in this church. We don't do that in that church. Keep your eyes on God and keep your hands in His hands, and everything will be all right. So it's getting hot in here.
All right. I like that. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm about to get ready to go live on Facebook. So if you get a chance, go ahead and log on to Facebook. Again, that's Telly SM Carr. If not, you stay right there. We're going to do our thing right here. I love this now. I love it. It's getting hot in here. Y'all heard that before. Who said that? Nelly.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
It's getting hot in here. So with that being said, Mr. DJ just said something so pertinent, and I need y'all to catch what he just said. Heat rises to the top. Man, if that's not important that you know, man, how you doing, Ms. Shabri, Ms. Tiana, Ms. Bernard, and Ms. Jamara? Heat rises to the top. Y'all ever seen that, especially when it comes to football, y'all ever see how, you know, when they running up and down the field and whatnot, and then that heat start rising, up, you know, coming through the helmet? Y'all ever seen that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, how you doing, Ms. Price? What's going on, Jerry, my brother? Man, look, when it starts to get hot, okay, that's only because of where you are. Heat rises to the top.
Amen.
It wasn't designed to kill you. How you doing, Ms. Crystal? That's my author there. Ms. Brenda, how are you? Okay. So that's what heat does. It rises to the top. And that's a good thing to be at the top, right?
That's right.
How you doing, Ms. Deborah? Yes, sir. Now, do understand, when you're at the top, you become a target. Because everybody
Amen.
Can see the billboard, right? As a matter of fact,
right.
People
right.
pay to be on the billboard, don't they? People pay to be on the billboard.
They
right?
do.
So don't be afraid
yep,
of being
sir.
At the top. It's going to get a little hot. You may take on a lot of criticism, scandal, things like that, slander even. But it's okay. Because when you know, see, if it's cold, it's only cold at the bottom. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We got
right.
business to take care of for God. How you doing, Ms. Neefam? So it's getting hot in here. Y'all might want to listen to this one. Okay? Let's go ahead and get started, Ms. Tiana. We're going to go with our first email question for the evening. And y'all stay right there. What we got, Ms. Tiana?
All right. First question. As a child, I learned lessons when I caused my own burns, like on the iron and on the oven, curling iron. But how do I learn from burns that I did not cause, but having a resounding effect on my life?
All right. So the question said, as a child, I learned lessons when I caused my own burns on the iron oven, curling iron, et cetera. How do I learn from burns that I did not cause, but have had a resounding effect on my life? Mr. DJ, what you got? How you doing, Ms. LaTanya?
I may be wrong, but it seems like God gave us something called free will.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still causing your own burns, whether it be directly or indirectly. You know, you need to watch what you do. And if it's not benefiting the glory of God, then, like I said, you need to pay attention to what you're doing. You know,
right.
If it's God's will, it ain't nothing you can do.
Correct. Right.
So that's what I say, yeah, if it's, you know, it's something you cause, or if it's something that God wants to put you in that place, then either way it goes, you're gonna be it's gonna be beneficial to you to either learn, you know, or to make you stronger. You
I
know,
totally
otherwise,
agree with
yeah.
Hmm? No, I totally agree. Just because you didn't cause it, don't mean that you can't learn from it. Y'all follow me? It's getting hot in
yes,
here.
Sir.
Yeah, a lot of things that we didn't cause, we can always learn from. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Either God ordered it or he allowed it.
Right.
Right.
Right. And if God ordered it, you know we can learn from it. If he allowed it, it's for us to learn as well.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, did you say that's right? With that being said, let's get to our next email question right quick, Ms. Tiana. What you got?
Sure. Next question is, what steps should I take with dealing with my 16-year-old daughter who, let me get this up here for everyone. What steps should I take dealing with my 16-year-old daughter who is constantly lying and causing disruptions in my life?
Okay. So, Mr. DJ, the question is, what steps should I take when dealing with my 16-year-old daughter was constantly lying and causing disruptions in my life?
Hmm. Well, I think the steps that you've taken with your 16-year-old, you should have taken earlier, maybe when she was 13 or even younger than that. But fast-forwarding to current, you need to take her and look at her environment, her surroundings, see who she's
okay.
hanging out with and what she's doing. Give her some other distractions so that she's surrounded by truth. And are you being truthful? You need to re-bond spiritually with your daughter and don't
okay.
let up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the question, y'all, we're talking about is getting hot in here. What steps should I take when dealing with my 16-year-old daughter who is constantly lying and causing disruptions in my life? Now, y'all want the pleasant version or y'all want the Negro version? Which one y'all want?
The Negro version.
Mm-hmm. I'm like both.
Miss Carrie, Miss Carrie there? Miss Carrie, we're different. Now, no, hey, everybody's different. You know, love you for what you do. Now, here's the thing. There's two things that I think that children should always fear. They should fear God until they understand what proper fear is, and they should also fear parent. Parent includes
okay.
the rod. Because, see, if you're lying, you've got to discipline it, you know, and we'll get it right. So if you keep on lying, I'm going to keep on disciplining. This is how this goes. If you started early, that disruption and that constant disruption would not be. Because if somebody lies once and you let them slide with it, here comes the second lie. And a third, and a fourth,
Amen.
And a fifth. Until it becomes a lifestyle. So
right.
The Bible that we read says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart from it. In other words, turn up the heat a little bit. In other words, my expectation is that you do not lie, and if you do lie, well, there's a consequence.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? So lying should never be a disruption. Now, you remember, you know, you're the parent, right? 16-year-old child, right? It says, as far as, I'm going to let y'all finish it. As far as me and my house, we're going to do what?
Serve the
Lord.
Serve the Lord. So that means if a lie calls my doorstep, it steps into my house, I'm going to handle that lie. If you're a part of the lie, you shall be handled too. See how they go?
Mm-hmm.
That's a quick solution. How you doing, Miss Latanya and Miss Chantel, Miss Marcia? Okay? What you say, Ms. Priceless? She said, counseling, church, love, and time spent. All of what I just said, counseling, the rod, church, the rod, love, the rod, time spent with the rod. We all the same, right? That's right.
Right.
That's an agree. No, but seriously. Look, Mr. Mayor's in his Negro version. How you doing, Ms. Crystal? Miss Crystal Bird, Miss Crystal B, Miss Crystal, what you say? Right now, at the age of 16, you need to talk to her, find out why she is lying, and what is she lying about. Try to reach her on her level. Reach her On her loved one. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Andrea? Okay, Ms. Jones, how are you? Okay, Ms. Jennifer, how are you? Ms. Latanya said, address the problem head on. Every time she lies, there should be a consequence. Also, make sure she is in church. Actually, and I agree with you, Ms. Latanya, make sure that you are the church that she's in. Aaron?
Okay.
Y'all agree with that? Make it a little higher now. All right. Ms. Jane, how you doing, Ms. Jane? Yeah, I hadn't seen you in forever. Happy New Year. Okay. Ms. Yolanda, how are you? Ms. Jamara, don't laugh at me. Ms. Jen, how are you doing? Ms. Sheila, how are you? Ms. Verd? And Ms. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, let me tell y'all something. Ms. Cherie, boy, hold on, I had to pause and listen. God is good. Boy, Ms. Cherie, God is good. That's all I'm going to say. That's my Judas right there.
Uh-oh.
Not that she set me up, but that same boy, she know I love her though. God is good, though. It's getting a little hotter here. All right. Here go our next email question, y'all. Here
we have a caller with a question.
I'm sorry?
I was hearing that we do have a caller with a question.
Oh, come on. What we got?
All right. Good evening, caller.
Good evening, everyone. I do have a question, and the question is, in 2017, I was tested in every way possible. As I lost my mother, I lost my job, and also my home. At what point do I become stronger from all that I went through?
Mr. DJ, I ain't gonna lie, man. It's getting hot in here. I'd be like, man, some question. Now, we're going to answer the question. But I'd be like,
I can. I can. First of all, your loss and what you're considering your loss, that's something that's bound to happen. You can't get around it. No way possible. The time these people were born, there's a date with death that claims. So in terms of you getting stronger, you need to strengthen your relationship with Christ and realize that. I mean, that's where I'm looking at that from. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of getting stronger.
I was tested in every way possible in 2017. In what ways do I get stronger? In the areas that you was tested. If you're doing bench press, you ever seen men with big bodies, little legs? That's because they put their upper body to the test. The area where God is testing you is the area where you find your strength, because I can do all things through Christ who
strengthens me.
Strengthens me.
Okay. So whatever you are going through, your hottest moment right now, everybody listen to this now, okay? I'm not looking for applause. Whenever you're going through your hottest moment, that's the area where God wants to strengthen you. Satan, the Bible says, what the devil meant for your downfall, for failure, what he meant to take you out, God said he meant to lift you up. The very area where you are being tested is the area where God is trying to strengthen you.
All right.
In what ways do you get stronger? You have to keep following the will of God. There is not a rhyme nor a reason to how you get stronger. Because Peter's way was different from Matthew's way. Matthew's way was different from Jesus' way. Jesus' way is different from our way.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So y'all with that? All right, it's getting hot in here. Here's my email question that I have. Mr. DJ, this is for you. I've heard that if you play with fire, ultimately you end up getting burnt. With that being said, should hot and tempting things be avoided at all costs? Please explain. Let me say it again. I've heard that if you play with fire, ultimately you end up getting burnt. With that being said, should hot and tempting things be avoided at all costs? Please explain.
In terms of hot and tempting things, are you being tempted to do something wrong outside the will of God? Then, yes, avoid them at all costs.
Huh? Well, here's the thing.
We need to teach what we call hot and tempting.
Well, see, here's the thing. God doesn't tempt anyone. So temptation does not come by way of God.
Amen.
He doesn't tempt. The Bible says it. God does not tempt not one person. God, the Bible says that we are drawn away by our own lust and desires. Now, catch what I just said. It's getting a little hot in here. How you doing, Miss Courtney? Happy birthday again. Okay? Catch this now. Remember, we always say, people always say, God is going to give us the desires of our heart, right? But we never fully read the whole context. It says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But watch this. He says, we are drawn away by our own lust and desires. In other words, do not confuse delighting and desires with your desires. Because when you delight yourself in the Lord, that means you make God happy. That means God can turn up the heat in your situation because you're all about pleasing him. See, when you become a server, it doesn't matter how hot it is in your life. You will continue to serve. But when you no longer serve and you want to be served, remember, God came to serve, not to be served. When you want to be served, now it becomes all about you, your lust, and your desires, which will pull you away from the things of God. The question says, you know, should I avoid hot and tempting things at all costs? Absolutely, when those hot and tempting things are not predicated, are not rooted, are not founded, have no purpose in God. Of course you should. We pray for discernment all the time. Here's my challenge to everybody. Instead of praying for discernment, pray that God causes you to be discerned. Don't pray to receive it. Pray to get it and use it. In other words, be the discernment that you prayed for. How about that?
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-oh. See, when you become discernment, you are saddled with the responsibility to distinguish righteous from unrighteous, good from evil. You know, in other words, when to avoid and when to accept.
All right.
Okay. What you say, Miss Crystal? Come on, I love it. She says you have to lean and depend on God to get through. God is strengthening you right now. You being in this, you being on this live is strengthening you because you are showing you desire to get stronger. God will place you in places that you will indirectly feed, he will place you in places that will indirectly feed your spirit. God wants your full attention. I can't say that any better. God wants our full attention, people. And he will turn up the heat so that he gets it. You know why God turns up the heat? So, boy, y'all going to love this. God turns up the heat. In other words, you know, we think that we're going through hell. In other words, we done been through bad relationships, bad marriages. We done been through bad financial crisis. We done had five bank. We almost, you know, lost our mind. Poor health. Watch this. God will turn up the heat. You know why? Because the only thing that can turn down the heat is God. In other words, he wants our complete attention. So if you wanted to turn down, you got to get like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It looked like they was in a furnace. God turned it down on them so that he can turn it up on King Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, man, y'all got to catch that.
Amen.
Watch this. God turned up the heat on them so he can turn it up on King Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, when you do some phenomenal things that people don't expect, they start to take notice. So God, let God turn up the heat in your life, because remember the Bible says that he reaches people where they are. So they have not received him in the spirit, so let God use your life so that they can see God through your life. In other words, it looks like you're going through hell, but it's holy.
All right.
It's a purpose. And that's, what you said, Ms. Jones? Him, not them. All right. Ms. Tiana said, temptation comes from the desires of the flesh. Tests come from God. All right now. How you doing, Miss Guardia and Miss Renina? How are you doing, Miss Renina? You got a thing of the rendition. I've been singing a little bit. How you doing, Miss Andrea and Miss Prichette? How are you? All right. So y'all got that one? Miss Williams, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miss Priceless, just got over a 14-day fast, and the heat was on full blast. It's not by coincidence that he brought me here tonight. All right now. So that means God prepares you for the heat. Now it's time for you to turn up. See, when the heat gets hot, you got to turn up too. In other words, your worship got to get a lot stronger. Not that you don't have strong worship, but God wants to turn it up. I'm going to show y'all what I mean by that in one second. Just stay right there. All right? The next email question. Y'all ready? How you doing, Miss LaDonna? Miss Latasha?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here's the next email question, Mr. DJ. Let's get to it. Miss LaTanya, I see what you said. What you say, 1 Corinthians? All right. All right. Here's the next email question. It says, for us married people, I know that Hebrews 13:4, it says, the marriage bed should be kept undefiled. Let me say that again. Watch this. For us married people, I know that the marriage, I know that in Hebrews 13:4, it says that the marriage bed should be kept undefiled. I'm saved, I'm Holy Ghost filled, and I'm on fire for the Lord, Miss Tiana. But Mr. DJ, the question says, I do have a spouse that needs a little spice in the bedroom every now and again. So, would God be pleased with handcuffs, even if it has scriptures written on them?
Oh, Lord.
How you doing, Ms. Leeson? Mr. Leeson? All right. The Bible says that I know that the scriptures, Hebrews 13:4, says that the marriage bed should be kept undefiled. The question is, would God be pleased with my handcuffs, even if it has scripture written on them? That's an email question. We're going to see what we got. Ms. Bryson said that's a negative. What we got? It's getting a little hot in here. Ms. LaTanya said no, you wouldn't. Ms. LaTanya, you got the key to the handcuffs? What you got? Talking about no, you won't.
Scripture handcuffs.
What you got? Mr. DJ, somebody said they're waiting on the answer.
Well,
Mr. DJ ain't want to answer that, but I'm going to let Mr. DJ answer first. What's
that,
Mr. DJ?
I'll say it. Whether you got scripture on them or not, they still handcuffs. There is no sin in handcuffs. If that's your husband, then you please your husband and vice versa. As far as spice, some people, extra kissing might be spice. Some spiritual handcuffs. I'm just saying, you know, long as everything is according and it's not sin and it's for each other, I believe it'll be okay.
Okay.
Introduce him to some soft music or something. You know, I always have to.
All right now. Oh, well, Miss Crystal, what'd you say? Let me take notes on this question. But when I get married, all right now. I don't want to leave nobody astray. So I'm going to give y'all what God told me to tell you, because I ain't going to tell you my version. Because I'd be like, shoot, 12 playing full of facts. You can throw scripture in there, but I'm just joking, y'all. Okay. Here's the definition of defile. D-E-F-I-L-E. Defile means to spoil, to impair, to degrade. All right? We got that. Hebrews 13:4 says, the marriage bed should be kept undefiled.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, let me read some different versions of that, because this gets very interesting. Watch what it says now in Hebrews 13:4. All right? The Bible says, the marriage bed, marriage is honorable among all. Okay, hold on. Let me get to it. Anybody else got that? Hebrews 13:4, Ms. Tiana, what you got?
Honor marriage and guard the sacredness of sexual intimacy between wife and husband. God draws a firm line against casual and illicit sex. That's on the message.
Well, watch this, y'all. Hebrews 13:4 says, let the marriage bed should be kept undefiled, meaning it should be pure. Right?
Yes.
Handcuffs are impure. Here's the thing. Where did you get it from? Oh, Lord. Now, I see I'm about to help somebody. Okay. Where did you get it from? Can I do a session on dealing with your past husband and their new spouse with you? I will. Miss Pearl, just for you, I'll do that. I'm sorry, Miss Alicia, just for you, I'll do that. Okay, inbox me, I'll do it. So watch this, though. So if it's undefiled, that means it should be kept pure. Where did we get that from? Videos? From friends?
magazines, or even our own thoughts. Where did that come from? The Bible said nothing good comes from the flesh. Right? See,
right.
The Bible also says, also, watch this. Let's turn up the heat. It's getting a little hot in here. Okay? It may be getting a little uncomfortable for some people. That's okay. But check it out. He said, let it be kept under fire. Do you know that proper lovemaking has nothing to do with touch?
Okay.
Amen.
Do you know that the best form of lovemaking has nothing to do with physical touch? No, none of that. It has nothing to do with it. Man has corrupted what lovemaking is. The reason why man has corrupted it, because think about it. God desires to be intimate with us. In other words, soulmate means souls intertwined. Oh, my. Oh, my.
All right.
I'm about to teach it like God told me now. Catch it. It's getting a little hot in here. Watch this. He said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven. You tell me what part of your flesh is going to heaven, and you try to tell me what part of the handcuff, what part of the whip, what part of, what that is, the scorpion that we do, the pestle that we do, the buck that we do. Tell me what part of all that's going to heaven. Please tell me.
Not a lick.
Not a lick. You know why it's not going to heaven? Because that's defiled. That's impure. Come on now, if we want the truth, let's stay in the truth. I know it seems good, but let's keep it true. Right? Right? Because we are spiritual beings having a natural experience, not the other way around. Right? So let's keep it hot in here. Okay? When we keep it hot in here, we run the devil off. How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn? So the thing is, to keep the marriage bed undefiled, meaning every thought, every way that I make love to you is purely by God's instruction. In other words, when the marriage bed is undefiled, that means I will only have one wife, not some wives. Now, see, I don't need multiple women. I need that one woman. When it's undefiled, right? Watch this. When it's pure in God, you only need one man, not multiple men. It's not the size of his penis. It's the size of his face. Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Somebody just ran some people off on that one. You know why? Because we want a faithful man who got a big, it ain't about his penis size, it's about his face size. I'm going to tell you why. When the Bible says be fruitful and multiply, he wasn't talking about opening your legs, he was talking about opening your heart.
Come on.
Hence he said, you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears. See, when people are barren, that don't mean that they can't have children. That means they can't reproduce in God. Hello. You know why they can't reproduce in God? Because you can't mix God with those with those defiled things. So keep the marriage bed undefiled. So handcuffs don't work in heaven, and they don't work with you. Because, see, if handcuffs work with you, all it takes for somebody to have the next best set of handcuffs, all it takes for that man to have the right move that you're going to go crazy about, all it takes for the woman is to have the right curve. But when it's called soulmate, that means the one that God put me with, I don't care how you look. You ain't mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
All right.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
What's going on, David? That's my brother from another mother. What you said, Miss Crystal? True intimacy comes from the mind. Undress the mind before the physical.
All right.
Nothing else to say. Facts. Ain't that something? Facts. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to it. Who I miss right there? Because I want to speak to everybody. They get mad at me. Be like, he didn't speak to me. There, boy. All right. Here we go. Question. I got another email question. Mr. DJ. Okay. They wanted to get you in this one, but they wanted to get you too, Miss Tiana. Here's the question. It's getting hot in here, y'all. It says, during this week, we've discussed the four types of fire. Y'all remember the four types of fire that we discussed? Give me one, Mr. DJ.
You got your Holy Ghost fire.
Okay. Miss Tiana.
We do have that.
I promise you, you're right, though. You are absolutely right.
Right.
Right, man. Miss Tiana, give me number one, the first type of fire we discussed.
Inspection.
The fire of
inspection.
Y'all write this down out there, seriously. Y'all write it down. Okay? You have four different types of fire. The fire of inspection. Number two is the fire of identification.
That's right.
Number three is the fire of communication. And number four is the fire of refining. Write those down. The fire of inspection is when God inspects you. You know, like you inspect food. See, you don't put food in an oven and then just eat it. You actually cut to the core to see if it's well done. You inspect it. It may look done on the surface, but if it's not done in the middle, you don't eat it. In other words, God inspects us before he pulls us out of our situation. If you have yet to come, if you have yet to pass the test, God will put you right back in the oven because you're not done yet. You cannot run from being done.
Come on.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
How you doing, Ms. Rhonda? All right? Oh, yeah, Ms. Jennifer said fire of confinement. We have a whole bunch of them. Number two is the fire of identification. In other words, God puts us through tests so that we'll see who we are and who we are not.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all catch that?
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Caught that? In other words, we can't be saved and then a cussing Christian all at the same. Which one will you identify with? Either you married or you not. Either you taken or you not. Either you in God or you not in God. Which one is it going to be? Can you properly identify yourself and be the same way all the time? The fire of identification. So in other words, if you want to know someone's true character, let something happen. In other words, adversity. In the midst of adversity, true character comes out. So the fire of identification, whatever you're going through in your life, it may be dealing with children, children's parents. It may be dealing with jobs. It may be dealing with your health. It may be dealing with, man, I'm just not getting God. It may be whatever's going on. God is putting you in it so that he can properly identify, not him identifying you, so that you can see who you are.
Amen.
How you doing, Ms. Angela? So that was the fire of identification. It's getting a little hotter here. Number three was the fire of communication. Communication is key. Communication is ain't it key, Miss Sienna?
It is.
Y'all, we got to properly be able to communicate with God. Right?
Yes.
Now, when you properly communicate
sir.
With God, you also got to properly communicate with those who are in God. You got to start communicating. Watch this now. See, if all we have around us is unsaved folk, who is? It's one thing for you to pour into them, but who is communicating and pouring into you?
All right.
Oh, Lord. Miss Sonya, I ain't mean to make you cry. Love you. Y'all follow me? How you doing, Miss Rousseau?
Yes,
sir. Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fire of communication. Who talks about kingdom building? Who talks about building relationships, not going to break them down? Who talks about healing people, not tearing them down? Who talks about gains and prosperity in God, not talking about gains and prosperity in yourself? See, you got to properly communicate with people about godly things, not about gossip.
All right.
All right. And then the last one was the fire of refining. The Bible says that he will refine us as silver and test us as gold. Watch this. Silver is second place. So when he refined us, that means he's removing all the undefiled things, the impurities. This is why we go through what we go through. God wants to burn off things that shouldn't be. In 2018, you had a whole bunch of people around you that shouldn't be in your life. See, what happened is God will put you in a Job situation, and people will start saying, I want to be around them. They must be doing something wrong in God. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. God put you in the fire. He let you go through hell so that people who were around you that didn't need to be around you, he burned them away. You see how they walked away? They didn't need to be there in the first place.
Yes, indeed.
The detail I'm trying to tell them, that's called the fire of refining. Lord have mercy. He refines us as silver. He's getting us right, but he tests us as gold. When you are being tested, that's only because God sees you as something that you don't see yourself. Now it's time for you to take your position as number one. What's happening? What's up?
All right.
Just because you're at the top don't mean that you won't be tested. As a matter of fact, Jesus was tested. He was led to the wilderness to be tested. Just because you're good, just because you're great, just because God loves you, don't think that you're exempt from being tested.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell somebody who's going through a marriage problem. I'm trying to tell somebody who even contemplated suicide. I'm trying to tell somebody who said they weren't even worthy or valuable. I'm trying to tell somebody who lost control of their kids. See, God will test you. Do not give up.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to set that right there, yeah. This is not a game. You know that?
That's right.
Huh? Yeah, y'all with me though, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, the question was, during this week, we discussed these four types of fire. Intriguing and very true. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Landry? Intriguing and very true. However, Ms. Tian, I'm curious to know, is it possible, Mr. DJ, to be going through all four fires at the same time? And also, since God tests us like gold, will we ever find ourselves repeating the same fire test over and over again? Man, great question. How you doing, Miss Faith? What you got, Mr. DJ? Could we possibly be going through all fire tests at the same time since it's getting hot in here?
It's possible because there is no temperature gauge as to the heat. Fire is fire. You're gonna get burned. It's going to come at you several different ways. As far as standing the test, the second part of what you said, I think, was it standing the test of the fire?
The second part said, also, since God tests us like gold, will we ever find ourselves repeating the same fire test over and over again?
Okay. Now, that depends on a lot on you.
Okay.
If you're stubborn and you're not adhering to what God is trying to teach you or show you, then yes, you can endure that same test over and over again.
All right. How you doing, Doc Green? Ms. Monica, how are you? Now, watch this, y'all. Okay, so we talked about the fire of inspection, the fire of communication, the fire of communication, and the fire of refining, right? Okay?
Yes.
Right.
Is it possible that you can go through all four fires at the same time? Absolutely, yes. God can inspect you in certain areas, and he can identify you in other areas. See, just because you're going through one thing, we have multiple things going on in our life. You may have a financial crisis, but you also have something going on with your baby daddy. You've been tested in multiple
right.
areas. Just because you have one forest fire don't mean another one won't start up.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. In other words, a lot of times, and it seems like life just hits us like a ton of bricks all at one time. So it's like, God, why are you allowing all these things? In other words, why am I going? In other words, man, I got multiple fires going on. God has me in a fire furnace. He only put Shadrach and Abednego in one furnace. He got me in three furnaces. What's going on? It's not that you're doing anything wrong. To whom much is given, much is acquired.
Amen.
Right? Now,
yes. That's
because you have passed the test. Just because you went through one fire, in other words, I made it out of one relationship, bad relationship, and I stood my ground and I made it out, don't mean that God won't retest you again. Oh, boy, watch this, y'all. Come on, get out of here. A lot of times, you go through a fire not because of you, huh, to identify who you are. A lot of times, can I tell somebody this? Watch this.
Come on.
Would you want to go through hell or would you want your kids to go through hell?
Mm.
I'm talking to somebody.
Come on.
Huh? Hello? But the
Yes. Same
is not being allow us to repeatedly be tested. But and that's true. However, God also will test those who have been obedient. You know why? Watch this. Jesus had been obedient. Jesus was obedient. Jesus never sinned until he got on the cross. He is obedient. But watch what happened. God tested him so that we can see God through him. In other words, the reason why you are being continually tested and maybe on the same thing is it has nothing to do with your lack of obedience. It has everything to do with who you are. In other words, they couldn't receive God, so God will use you to be the one in the family. In other words, watch this. God, you know, we have some jacked up families, right? Everybody in our family,
right.
Sometimes not even us. So he turns up the heat on our life because somebody needs to see you go through it time and time again, and you come out of it so that you can save other folks. What the Bible says, a wise man does what?
Win souls.
How do you win souls? By repeatedly forcing victory in front of their eyes. In other words, I'm going to keep putting you on a fire. Not because of you, but because of them. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Ms. Darrell? So don't never think that, you know, you going through the same old thing time and time again is only because of disobedience. A lot of times, the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go and they will not depart from it. He's not just speaking to parents. He's also speaking to leaders, Christians. In other words, the way you train people is by you repeatedly doing it. Uh-oh. Because if you do it enough, eventually they're going to catch it. So he'll turn up the heat in your life so somebody else can benefit
from it. Uh-oh. Come on.
Come on now. What you say, Ms. Crystal? Yes, you can. You can have the victory in more than one at the same time, too. All right. All right. How you doing, Ms. Michelle? All right, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Jennifer said she would rather go through hell than the kids. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir. I agree.
Okay. All right. Question number four. Question number four. It says, how do you know that you've made it through a test successfully? And is it even possible that we will ever come to a point where God no longer tests us? How do you know that you've made it through a test successfully? And is it even possible that God will no longer test us? What's that?
You know you've come through a test when you can go through something and you have learned from it, you have benefited,
okay.
And you may even be an example to where you can help someone else with it.
Okay.
I look at us like being raw pieces of meat. If you eat a piece of meat, steak or your pleasure, if it's raw, you're probably going to get sick. If you add some heat to it, then you'll get done. The upward is done, but you got to go through the cooking first. So,
okay.
You know, if you turn up the heat, you know, add heat to a piece of meat, and that's going to be a pretty good thing. It'll be
okay.
You know, nourishing for you and all that good stuff. So that's how you know you're done. When you're done, that's it. That means the process is over with. And so, you know, I welcome for the heat to come, you know, because that makes me know that I'm valuable enough, a piece of meat, that God wants to make me right, you know. And
let me add to what you just said, Mr. DJ. Remember, Jesus was born in a manger.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting a little hot in here, people. Y'all know what a manger is? A manger is a feeding place. You know, when you're cooking in the kitchen, you're cooking a meal, Sunday morning breakfast. We hope that you eat well. In other words, if a manger was a feeding place, that means God had to be going through some fire. He had to be going through trials and tests. He had to be, oh, man, he had to go through hell to be well done. In other words, so that people can eat off of him. That's why the Bible said, to my son, who I'm well pleased. Pretty much, quote unquote, job well done. When it's well done, that means how you want your meat? Well done. See, when it's well done, that means it has to stay in there a little longer. And that's
right.
You want to ride you in the same situation? A lot of times it has nothing to do with disobedience. Remember, the Bible said all things, not some, but all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Yes, sir.
Not our purpose, his purpose. How you doing, Ms. Reason? So how do you know that you made it through a test successfully? See, here's the thing. We've never made it through anything until we make it to heaven. The Bible says, be ye ever conforming. In other words, I'm still in the oven, even though I think I done made it out.
Come on.
Right.
You can be saved today and miss heaven tomorrow. You understand? Okay, cool.
Yes.
Watch this.
Oh, yes.
And is it even possible, was the question, is it even possible that we will ever come to a point where God no longer tests us?
No.
Here's the thing. When you love what you do, you say bring it on.
Right.
If I explain why you work, when you love what you do, bring it on. In other words, I don't tempt Satan and say, come on, Satan, where you at? I'm looking for you. It just so happened if you should cross my path, Satan, I'm not going to physically swing on you, but I done been training for this. I done got, you know, it has been hot where I trained it, so I'm ready. How many rounds you want to go? I got more for you. So it is what it is. I ain't going to talk like A.B. talked and got beat. See, I'm just going to keep my mouth quiet because, as a matter of fact, I don't even get my fingers dirty, my hands dirty, because I don't fight my battles. So bring it on. Huh?
Right.
It's no longer a test because, see, here's the thing. I enjoy it. Even, who was that? Paul said, although you purge my flesh, you're a thorn in my side. Yet, although you slay my flesh, yet will I trust you. In other words, it don't matter how hot, how it looks like when I'm going in the fiery furnace, how life may look, how others may proclaim it may be, how others may say, you know, marriage ain't good. That's your marriage. That's your situation. But guess what? I'm going to go into this thing head first. You understand?
Mm.
Because, see, we will forever be tested because you are forever winning souls. Period. Period. If you think that you have graduated, it's two things you can't graduate from. You can't graduate from your health, and you can't graduate from your faith. It won't happen.
All right.
All right. Ms. LaTanya said, you know you made it through when you can praise God and after your storm and also share with others what you went through and help them. And know there will never be a point where God no longer tests us. Thank you. Hello. How you doing, Ms. Wilson? Ms. Jennifer? All right. We got one more question, Ms. Tiana. Did we have anybody on the line, Starfire?
No, we haven't, sir.
Okay. I mean, everybody eating good, Mr. DJ. Getting full.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir. Here's the last question that I have. Here's the last question I have. Y'all check it out now. And make sure y'all share this on y'all page, okay? If y'all on the line, just make sure you tell somebody about it. All right. The last question I have, it says, I'm in a relationship, and honestly, I lack total transparency due to my own insecurities. I feel as though if I tell the unknown truth, that things will start to dismantle and ultimately end up wrong. Am I wrong for wanting the perfect relationship, even though I'm not being totally honest? Mr. DJ.
Anytime you're not being totally honest, you're wrong. So I'm going to say yes, you're wrong.
Period.
You have to be honest, most of all, to yourself before you can be honest with anybody else.
Watch this, Mr. DJ. That's my brother, y'all. Y'all know that's my brother. Now, watch this, Mr. DJ. Can't anything be perfect without honesty?
Can anything be perfect
without
honesty? No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not. I agree with you. Nothing can be perfect without honesty. So how do you want a perfect relationship when you lack the main ingredient? Honesty.
Makes sense.
Hmm? Come on, y'all. Y'all, come on, man. I'm getting hot. See, I turned this heat up a little bit so that we can get this right. How can we want the perfect relationship without total transparency? Because you're not giving your partner the real you. You're not giving your partner the real narrative, the real story. You're not telling your partner the truth. You know how many people have kids for somebody and will never tell their spouse that that's for somebody else? You do understand that, right?
Mm.
Right.
How fair is that?
It's not.
As the Bible says, do nothing out of selfish gain nor selfish ambition. What is really going on? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's real, right? I told you it's going to get a little hotter here. Question says, I'm in a relationship, and honestly, now you want to be honest. Don't be honest with me. Be honest with your partner. Tell me. Honestly, I lack total transparency. Y'all, the word Mr. DJ, you remember it. I bet that he remember. Remember the rich young ruler? He had it going on, and Jesus embraced him and hugged him, and then look what Jesus said. But it's one thing you lack.
That's right.
Boy, he turned up the heat real quick. See, he got a little hot in there. Because nobody ever want to hear what they lack. Because you got to go correct that before you can. Remember, the Bible says, do things decently and in order. How is that decent when you know you lack something?
All right.
I'm in a relationship, and honestly, I lack total transparency due to my own insecurities. I feel as though if I tell the unknown truth to my partner, that things will start to dismantle. In other words, you're not even giving that person to be in a real relationship because it's falsified.
Right.
Uh-huh. And ultimately end up wrong. Am I wrong for wanting the perfect relationship even though I'm not being totally honest? Of course you're wrong. Because why do you want something that you're not giving?
Come on.
That's right.
Let's turn up the heat. It's getting a little hot in here. Why do you want a perfect man when you're not a perfect woman? Why do you want a perfect woman when you're not a perfect man? Hypocrisy 101. We need to do a class on it. I never took that class, but I don't mind teaching it. Help somebody out. Not that I'm going to be the perfect example. We'll get examples.
That's right.
Right?
All right.
So how is the relationship perfect when honesty is not shared by both parties, people? And I'm talking about first starting with Ms. Jocelyn. What you said, you can't. It can't be perfect when you do not ask for what you want in a relationship. Come on. Y'all follow me? Ms. Jennifer said,
yes, sir.
First of all, look, I know that's Ms. Jennifer, that's my sister. She said, first of all, she rolled her neck. First of all, I don't even know how to roll my neck. I'm about to get a crook over here. All right. She said, first of all, there's no such thing as perfect relationship. If there's no truth there, dishonesty. There will be bumps in the road always because you are being fake. Keep it real. See, Ms. Jennifer is like my Peter. She going to tell you what it is off the cuff. She's saved, but she just had to get that jargon right.
There you go. She ain't going to give you the Joel Osteen version. She's going to get you right.
Yeah, she's going to get your mind right. All right, y'all follow me? It's getting a little hot in here now. So I got something I want to share with everybody. Okay, who is that? Ms. Rollins, how are you? Okay, I got to share this with everybody. Okay, because it's very important. How you doing, Ms. Kenyatta? Ms. Alabama? Alabama, I hadn't seen you in a while. Okay, now y'all know the reason why God turns up things in our life, right? It seems like it's a living hell sometimes, don't it? If we want to be honest, can we be honest?
Yes, indeed.
Everybody ain't being honest on the phone. Y'all can talk. I can't hear you, but God can. But you also got to know that not only will God turn up the heat, Satan wants to turn up the heat too. See, his heat, remember, his heat can try and destroy the flesh to get to the soul. God's heat, when we're on fire for God, it destroys sin to win souls. Okay. Guess what I'm saying? Guess what I'm saying? The enemy not only wants to kill us, to kill you, to kill me, the enemy wants to mute our worship. And I said this last night, and I'm going to say it again. The enemy wants to mute your worship. Well, why do I say that, Mr. DJ? Look at how he attacked Job. Y'all know the story of Job?
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Job with the enemy, Satan with Job. Look at how he attacked Job. He turned it up. He said, God, let me make it hot in here on Job. Watch with this, y'all. He said, you got this hedge of protection around Job. Remove that hedge of protection. And I guarantee you, if you take it away from him, and don't protect him no more, let me touch his flesh. I'm telling you, God, he'll curse you to your face.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to hear me now.
Yes, indeed.
If he did it with Job, you don't think God doing it to you?
Right.
Yes.
They love their children. Let me take their children away. They love their hair. Let me take their hair away. They love how they look. Let me take their looks away. They love their money. Let me take it away, God. Take the heads of protection away from them and watch they curse you to your face.
Come on.
Y'all don't know what cursing is then, right? What's the opposite of worship? Curse. What's the opposite of curse? Worship. Anytime you're not worshiping God, guess what you're doing?
Cursing him.
You're cursing him. Oh, Lord. Yeah, catch it now. It's getting a little hot in here. Right? In other words, the enemy is coming after our worship.
That's right.
Man, y'all got to catch this. The enemy wants to mute your worship. In other words, if you no longer praise your husband, if you no longer praise your wife, if you no longer praise God, if you no longer worship God and worship what God sends you, see, when you no longer worship it, you start to curse it.
That's right.
Either you for me or you against me. If you don't speak highly of me, you can say I never did anything, I never spoke against you, but didn't the Bible say the golden rule, did y'all catch it? He refines as a silver, tested as gold. See, how you know you're doing the golden rule is because you've been tested. And when you've been tested, I got to talk.
Come on.
The Bible says from abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. In other words, when I've been in the fire, I've got to come out saying some worship because I've been tested. So the golden rule says, do unto others as they've done it to you. In other words, I would never say what I'm not doing. I can only say what I'm doing only because I've been tested. And when I've been tested, the only thing that I can do is worship God. When you no longer worship God, you never accepted your test.
Yes, indeed.
In other words, you start to look at the storm more than you start to look at the one who created it.
Come on.
In other words, you start to dismantle. You start to disrupt. You start to discontinue purpose. You saying, God, why me? Instead of saying, God, thank you for putting me here so that I can be tested. Ain't that something?
Yes, it is.
Something. People, how you doing, Miss Carla, Miss Natty? Y'all catch it now? The enemy wants to, the devil wants, the. Yeah, he wants to mute your worship. Ain't that something?
Yes.
That's him? Uh-huh. He coming after your worship. He ain't coming after your money. He coming after your worship. He ain't coming after your marriage. He coming after your worship. Because if you don't worship God, you'll end up cursing God. And see, you curse God by doing the opposite of faith. Lord, have mercy. Y'all hear me? You curse God by doing the opposite of faith. So instead of, you know, esteeming your husband, you start to put your husband down. You're doing the opposite of what God called you to do. The devil wants to mute your worship. My God. Why do you think that Cain's, his offering was not acceptable? Because his worship wasn't right. He did the physical, but the worship wasn't tagged along with it.
Right.
Y'all better catch this now. Huh? It's getting a little hot in here. I'm telling y'all like God told me to tell you now. Huh? Y'all follow me? In other words, how you doing, Elder? In other words, all those fire attacks that you went through in 2018, all them hail storms you went through in 2018, all them things you went through in 2018 that was meant to take you out, Watch this. If you're still standing, shouldn't you have learned how to better worship God because of it?
Amen.
That's right. Y'all know why? Because when you worship God, guess what it do? It puts God on the scene. You know, Jesus, thank you. How are you putting God on the scene? Come on. We can be real,
yes,
right?
Indeed. Yes.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? It gets God on the scene. And see, he's the only one that can stop that fire in our life. Ain't that something? So when you're going through hell, your worship put God on the scene. In other words, this is why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not burn, because they worshiped God going in, they worshiped God while they was in, and they worshiped God coming out. It put him on the scene. In other words, when you worship God, in other words, the fire can't affect you. It just consumes. The fire can't consume you. Negativity can't consume you. The world cannot consume you. What happens is you start to shine like gold, and they want to know who you serve.
All right.
Did you make it through your situation? Ain't that something?
Yes.
Now, understand what I just said now. You know, I'm talking about some hot times, some uncomfortable moments, the hell of your last encounter, what you done went through, what you encountered in 2018, the fire. Yeah. See, all of that, those were designed to perfect your worship. It was not designed to hurt you. Your last heartbreak. Your last disappointment. Yes, sir. You saw it as hell, but God meant it as holy. It was not designed to hurt you. It was designed to perfect your worship. Because if you can make it through, boy, tell me how your hallelujah is going to sound. I'm trying to tell somebody something, Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir.
So the only reason why the enemy is attacking you is because he wants to distract you. That's the only reason why Satan is trying to attack you with fire. Trying to bring hell to you. He wants to distract you. Huh? Y'all know that? He wants to distract you. The enemy can't kill you. The enemy, the Bible says he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But he cannot kill you. The Bible says he desires to sift us as wheat. Ooh, it's getting hot. But he can't kill you. Huh? It's telling you what he desires. But God don't give him the desires of his heart.
That's
oh,
right.
My God. Woo. Ain't that something? So what he wants to do is distract you. He wants to confuse you. He wants to distract you from doing the thing that you were created, that you was designed to do, which is worship. Because he knows if you don't worship, God is never on the scene for you. And he knows if you don't worship, he can burn you.
That's right.
Y'all understand?
Yes, sir.
That's so.
You know, worship is your weapon. So since Satan can't kill you, Satan wants to confuse us so that we can kill ourselves, that we'll kill ourselves. But that's not going to happen. This ain't no spiritual suicide, right?
That's right.
Right.
Come on, y'all, I'm talking. Huh? Ain't that something?
It is.
Let me ask a quick question. And let us be honest right quick, since it's getting hot in here and we're keeping it 1,000 real. We're about to get ready to get off. Has anybody ever contemplated suicide? Come on, let's be real now. You can raise a hand. You don't even have to say yes or no. Has anybody contemplated suicide before at some point in your life? I ain't say that you want to go get a, you know, you want to go get a gun or nothing like that. But has it ever crossed your mind? I'm talking about, you know, the thought that it's better to be dead than alive. Has it ever crossed your mind? Boy, yeah. Because, see, I wish I was in a building where people can really stand up and be honest. Because you'll understand that they're still here, so you're not the only one. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it gets real, Mr. DJ. Ain't no games with this. Getting a little hot in here.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. My question to y'all, come on, watch this. My question to y'all, why would the enemy tell you that it would be better if you weren't here?
Come on.
It's getting hot in here. Come on, tell him again, Mr. DJ.
He wants you gone in the first place.
He wants you gone. You know why the enemy, how you doing, Ms. Foster? You know why the enemy wants you gone? Because he knows that the enemy attacks the leaders. He attacks the head. So he attacks leadership.
Amen.
Y'all heard of it before, right? Strike the head and a sheep will scatter. Y'all heard that before? In other words, strike the head and the body gonna drop. In other words, you're the head and not the tail. If it strikes you, the body, your children, your legacy, your loved ones, your family, your situation, everything else is going to drop. Why do you think he's coming after the head?
Right.
Why do you think
the rest don't follow.
Ain't that something? Why in the world does the enemy want you dead so bad? He can't kill you. He wants you to kill yourself. He wants you to mute your worship. Because he knows if he can get you isolated, see, when you worship, God is on the scene. He knows if he can get you by yourself without God, he has a better chance of manipulating you because he can't manipulate God. See why it's important to worship? Even in the midst of your hell, even in the midst of your storm, even in the midst of your fire, even in the midst of it being hot. You see why worship is so important? Why would he lie to you and tell you that you have no value?
Right.
Mr. DJ, unless, of course, that your value is so stupid crazy, so amazing, so good, that if you knew how valuable you were, you'd shake the entire nation. You'd shake the entire earth. You'd shake the entire region. You'd shake the entire state, the entire country. In other words, he lied to you so that you'll stop your worship. So he makes it hot.
Correct.
So that you can kill your own self. This is when doubt creeps in. I don't think that I'm a good enough woman for him. I don't think that I'm a good enough woman from man for them. I don't think that I'm good. See, this is when you start to devalue yourself because the enemy has made it hot. Why do you think he wants you dead?
Right.
What'd you say, Miss Kristen? Because he peeks into your future and he is scared of what you are going to become. He knows that when you stride, hold on, somebody moving too fast. When you catch your stride, you're going to run right over him. He is mad that God has won again. Ain't that something? Enemy wants, he can't kill us. He wants us to kill ourselves because he knows how valuable we are. The thing is, the fire of identification, you got to identify with God to know who you are.
Yes.
Huh? This is for somebody. It's getting hot in here. What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
Your value supersedes here. He knows the benefits of what you're going to get with God, but he ain't offering no benefits. Ain't no benefits in going to hell.
There you go. It's getting hot in here. So if the enemy catches this, it's for somebody. Come on. You know I love all y'all, but this is for somebody. If the enemy has ever lied to you, you should really worship God. Let me say it again. If the enemy has ever lied to you, you should really worship God. And you should really worship God and let the enemy know. Not only the enemy, not only the devil, not only the serpent, did you lie, but you failed. And I spotted your lie.
Hmm.
Huh? You failed and I spotted your lie. In other words, when I can spot your lie, I can spot you. I know who you are. I know where you came from. So I'm going to turn up the heat on you. How do I turn up my heat? By worship. Huh? In other words, devil, bring it on, because the more heat you bring to my life, the more hell you cause in my life, the more victories I can get. Because, see, they didn't think that I would make it through. But, see, when I make it through, now, who won? Who gets the last laugh? Because I done won many souls that you thought you was going to take me out on. So I spotted the lie, and because I spotted the lie, I'm going to worship in the lie and watch God reveal himself.
Right.
Ain't that something? Huh? But you say, but Elder, I am armed and dangerous. I am valuable to and for the kingdom. Ain't that something? Ain't that, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hot in here. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you close us out in prayer, man.
Okay. Bow your head. Touch and agree with your hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us on this path and giving us the power to fight off that devil, Father. Thank you for turning up the heat on us when we need cooking. Turning up the heat on us when we need touching, Father. For some of us, if you wouldn't turn up the heat, we wouldn't even reach out to you, Father. We're saying thank you for just waking us up, Father. And also, Father, keeping us on the path, Father, where we can't get knocked so far off. Thank you for the word that was provided, Father. And thank you for the leader that brought it to us, Father. And we praise you for him. And we're not doing this for any shape, form, or fashion or self-gratification, Father, but to give you all the credit and to draw all men unto you. You said if we lift you up that you will draw all men, Father. Thank you. Help us grow in the ministry. And we pray that everybody has a safe trip, safe under the sound of my voice. Until we meet again, amen.
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 Hey, y'all have a great night. Make sure y'all share the message on your page. Please do that, because we are not the only ones who need to hear the word of God. Okay? God will reach people. But God has to reach people through us. Remember, he's going to reach them where they are. Okay? So do not cut God off. Don't act like we don't know God. You shine too much to not know God. They know who you are. Go ahead and share the word of God. Okay? This is not provoking you to do the right thing. You already know to do the right thing. Make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday. Ms. Kiana going to leave that number, 225-364-0211. That's 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's Bible study. But if not then, make sure y'all be on here next week. See y'all then.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.